So we spent 14 hours floating in the sea. And we floated all night until the next day. And mid-morning the next day, a fisherman, we had drifted during the night. When we first went down, there was nothing, just open sea all around us. So it was very frightening. And then during the night, we drifted with the current. So the next day, we were maybe 5 or 6 kilometers away from an island. So we were within view of an island, but still too far to swim. The current was too strong. But a fisherman in a small kayak saw us and paddled into the nearest island, and they rescued us with a bigger boat. And once my feet touched land again, I cried. I really cried for a good hard cry. I was so happy to be alive. It was the only time I've cried, I think, in the last 15 or 20 years.
I've known you for a while. You're not a very sensitive guy.
Thank you. And then we had to go back. My brother was hurt, so we had to take him to the hospital in London, and it took him a few weeks to recover. And after that, we went back and reshot the doctor.
What happened to your brother?
He was he got some cuts when the boat was going down. He was cut from the barnacles on the bo on the hull of the boat, and he got a serious blood infection.
But I mean, you're lucky that there weren't any sharks or anything, I guess.
Well, that was a big fear. The captain was saying that all night long he was saying, you know, there's sharks in this water, and you know, he was a bit deranged, and he was really worried about the sharks. So yeah, we were all pretty afraid of the sharks during the night.
But you made it out. Everybody made it out okay. Everybody was all right, and you guys survived.
Survived to live another day.